It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's a Friday weekend.
It's a kind of it's a weird start of the show for us today.
Yes, we are one man down.
Well, you can say that.
I guess. I mean,
yeah. One and a half, actually.
One and a half man down. Oh, yeah, because you're feeling sick also.
Yeah, I think it's holding the board.
Oh,
I think
God.
The virus resides here.
Ugh.
Because remember, when I do the news, Chico comes over here.
Right, and then he holds it. I should just stay away from both of you entirely.
And but the board.
Well, at least he took a sick leave now.
Yeah.
More than, you know, him taking
birthday.
A sick leave on his birthday. Because we all want to celebrate, you know, the many, 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 many years he's been in this life.
I hope that these thoughts make him sicker. Come on, one of us.
Alright, so you'll have to bear with us because we're sort of going to feel our way through the whole top 10 thing.
He is the top 10 guy.
Yes.
He really handles everything that has to do with top 10.
From the topic selection to the entry selection.
Yeah, everything.
The making tawid the topics and
so
the
when
entries.
He's gone.
Yeah.
And
We're all
scrambling.
We feel empty.
What? You more than me.
But anyway, okay. Can I just add on to this? Yeah. Going here, I always pass through the St. Paul area.
Yeah.
You know how it's a 4-lane road?
Yes.
And then going up to St. Paul, people already took up the entire 4 lanes going to St. Paul.
Okay.
Going up.
Right, right.
Like, no cars can already go down towards the Valle area. Please lang. Please. I mean, it's already 4 lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yung leftmost lane, huwag nyo namang gamitin na papasok kayo sa right. Iiwan nyo na for the people who are actually just
going
gonna pass
straight.
Through and go straight.
Right, right.
I mean, you already have like 4 lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening was, the line to St. Paul wasn't even that long.
Yeah.
It's just that the guard would stop whoever was trying to go right to St. Paul because everybody who was going down naman coming from Meralco Avenue would have to pass to go to St. Paul.
That's really a problematic area.
So, please, don't occupy the leftmost lane just to go to the right. I mean, you can always go to, you know, all the other 3 lanes.
The other 3 lanes. I thought that was one way at specific times of day.
No, eh. Parang, I don't know nga.
If
I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be one way during...
Around 6 o'clock?
Around 6 to 7 something and then maybe around dismissal.
But not this year?
For some strange reason, I don't think they're doing that this year. But anyway, so we are doing the top 10.
Also, just an advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Over by Canley Road, there was an accident earlier. So, it had just happened when I passed.
Which one's Canley Road again?
The one where all the motels are going down.
Ah.
Going into C5.
Happy area.
Happy area.
Happy area. Bulaklaka ng Pasig.
Exactly. And there was a truck that was backing out. Mm. And another truck that just didn't care. So, he hit the butt.
Mm.
It just happened when I was there, but that's a 2-lane street.
So
that's
he got hit from behind.
From behind. Mm. Nagulat din siya. Whoa, what's that?
Whoa, what is that?
I didn't expect that in the morning.
Na-ujot siya.
Pero that's close to the St. Paul area. That's maybe a kilometer away. So it's also going
It's also
going
to contribute to the traffic. So, okay, we're going to look for a topic. But if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them over. You can send it over to @RX931 and maybe just in a couple of minutes or so, we'll have one already.
We'll announce it.
All right.
It's all happening. But first, of course, we need to give you the news. And I think I have something here.
Yahoo OMG Awards.
Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the very first news update here on The Morning Rush at 6:30 of June 14, 2013. It's a Friday weekend. According to the Pag-asa, there is no tropical cyclone in the country. No storms, no typhoons, okay? That's what the Pag-asa, the Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Services Administration, clarified after torrential rains poured across Metro Manila Thursday afternoon. Did you see this on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
All of the schools were suspending classes in the afternoon and into the evening.
Which I kind of found weird because they were suspending it at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
A dismissal na nun.
Well, I think more of the, you know, those...
the night classes.
Night classes. Yeah. All right. Pag-asa weather forecaster, Aldzar Aurelo, clarified the strengthening of southwest monsoon caused the heavy rains, which is now bringing floods in low-lying areas. In an interview, he explained, this is the effect of the cloud formation that has just developed into a low-pressure area near the western part of northern Luzon and has intensified the rain-causing activity prevailing southwest monsoon. So classes had been suspended in all levels in UST, in San Beda College, in St. Scholastica, University of the Philippines, Manila. And also the local government of Manila had also suspended classes yesterday in grade school to high school in all public schools in their jurisdiction. So it was because it wasn't about a storm or a typhoon. It was about people getting stranded
because of the flood.
It was insane. It was so strong.
I saw like twit pics of Taft and España, and
crazy,
it was
right?
Just like Taft had practically like a small river.
I mean, also I would say Lagos Nila, that underpass. It turns into a pretty, like, it's not even like a pool. It's deeper than a pool.
Yeah.
So, but it
kind of felt like a little bit like Ondoy. It wasn't naman windy or anything. It was just like a lot of rain.
But at least with Ondoy, there was a storm. Remember Habagat? There was no storm at all. All right. So, that's a new phenomenon these days. What do you call this? No typhoon or anything, but there will be stronger rains, and there will be suspension of classes. Not so much because of the typhoon or signal number, whatever, but more of what the rains are bringing, which are flash floods.
Yeah.
All right, that's the news. First one today here on the show on this Friday weekend. It's June 14, 2013, a day before payday. You are with us now.
No, I think I have a topic.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to announce it or do you want to...
We can, actually.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Since it is going to be Father's Day this weekend...
Yes.
I figured that, you know, it's only apt that we do a tribute to fathers.
Okay.
And on Monday, we can't do a Father's Day thing because it'll be done by then and it's
Chico's birthday
already. Mm-hmm. So we can do either... Well, maybe a message to your dad.
Today. Oh, okay.
Either, parang, I'm just thinking if we should go with ang tatay ko.
Yeah.
Or who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? I don't know. You choose.
All right. I guess we can go with for Rene Boy's suggestion.
Who's your daddy?
Na ang tatay ko.
Ang tatay ko. And then whatever.
Blank, blank, blank.
Explain.
Yeah. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, about your dad.
Right.
We are 2 days away from Father's Day.
That's right. We are celebrating Father's Day on Sunday, so I guess it's only right that we should do this. So today's top 10 is ang tatay ko blank.
Okay, the top 10 ways to complete the sentence
ang tatay ko blank. Or pwede rin blank ang tatay ko.
Okay.
Kasi pwede mo rin sabihin sobrang gulo ng utak ng tatay ko.
Yeah.
Pero may nang na siya. Let's just stick with the top 10 ways to complete the statement ang tatay ko blank.
Blank.
All
okay.
right. So if you want to join us, all you have to do is key in RX, space your entries, and send it to 2299. Or you can tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang tatay ko. Although we could always revert back to our topic yesterday since it's still trendy.
I know.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Evening, it was still... So until now, it's still trending?
Until now. Stupid things people say on FB.
But I also think because Twitter doesn't refresh...
Maybe.
...in the morning. So maybe, you know, we don't know how...
We don't know how it's working.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. But thank you for making us trend.
Yeah.
It's 6:35. We're going to take the break. When we come back, more of the music here on The Morning Rush.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10. Monster Radio RX 93.1. It is Father's Day this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't be here tomorrow, so we want to do something for the dads.
We won't be here on Sunday either.
No, we never are.
All right, so we are doing the top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. So once again, thanks to Forene Boy for the topic.
Thank you.
But can I just say hello to a good friend of mine? She's tuned in all the way from New Zealand where the cows and the sheep are. Jill Sadita, good morning.
Good morning.
Whatever
yes,
time it is
good
there.
Morning.
Is it?
It is.
Can you please bring home some milk? Can you come home?
I love some cows.
No, because they have really good milk.
Yeah. And that's why their ice cream also tastes so good.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
You
so
know, everyone.
Hopefully, the milk comes from the cow.
or goats.
What then? Sheep.
But alam ko, like, a lot of people say that.
Ships.
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 Tiny sheep.
Ships milk.
No, they were saying that when you see New Zealand for the first time, you feel like you're in a paradise of some sort.
Right.
It's
well,
that beautiful. It's
you
that
know,
scenic.
Aha, for me, if I do go to New Zealand, the first thing I'm going to do is look for where they shot the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It's a tourist attraction. So right? easy.
Because mm-hmm. I think they have the real
Mordor.
No, not Mordor. Gondor.
Gondor.
The home of Aragorn.
Mm. Oh, that beautiful.
That white sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
they actually built that into there. Or is it Helm's Deep? I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
But
and
literally,
the Shire. I know
yeah,
people who took pictures of the Shire.
Tapos laughed up siguro no if you have little people actually just running around there.
Can I just tell you?
And you see, the guy who plays Tyrion Lannister.
See, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
I was watching some clips on Game of Thrones because it's such a huge phenomenon, right?
Right, to say the least.
To say the least. And there was an interview of George R.R. Martin.
Mm.
And he was saying, the interviewer was saying, you know, the sex part in Game of Thrones is just wild.
Wild, yeah.
It's just wild.
Intense.
And he says, what has been the reaction of people?
Mm.
And George R.R. Martin said, it's funny that he could describe something so violent in detail.
But when it comes to sex, he can't.
And nobody says anything.
Yeah.
And he says that's because that's the American way.
Yeah.
They don't feel bad about violence.
Violence.
But he says, describe a sex scene with equivalent detail.
Yeah.
And everybody gets all up in
appalled.
Arms.
And yeah.
Exactly. And then he said, you know, the difference between his work and J.R.R. Tolkien, because they're being compared.
Compared,
right?
Yeah.
Is that he said, you know, if there's one thing that he wished the Lord of the Rings had would be sex.
Actually,
only
that's
because
true.
You wonder, how would there be so many hobbits? That's what he said.
No, plus if you think about it, I think the difference between Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings is the Lord of the Rings is so, it's really fantasy.
Yeah.
It's all full of hope.
Yeah. And they're vying for a magical ring.
Yeah.
An amulet.
There is magic also in Game of Thrones. Don't get me wrong.
But they're more human-like.
Yeah, and you actually see that not everything good survives.
Yeah.
Which is...
Even if you're moral...
Which is the way of the world.
Which is the way of
now,
the
even
world.
Even if you are morally... Your moral compass is pointing the right direction and you follow that all
you
the time.
You could die.
Exactly.
I mean, case in point, season 3.
Adiba?
Even season 1.
Even season 1.
Right.
And it's just... It's just more quote-unquote real, to say the least.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway. We're doing the top 10. I'm hungry. All right, let's start off with something from Midnight Crease. Ang tatay ko, minsan lang mag-sermon, pero sobrang tagos.
I think that's how dads are.
Right?
Aren't you the same?
Same.
I've heard you say this.
And even with my dad, like, sometimes he won't even have to say anything.
And his silence is enough?
It's enough to, like, get to you.
Really?
Which is sometimes parang...
How do dads do that?
Because my mom is the complete opposite. Like, she'll tell you each and every single thing you've done wrong.
Yeah. And explain each and every single...
Yeah, but at the same time...
Reason.
You know, I have to give credit to my mom. Because if she hadn't done that, the silent treatment of my dad
wouldn't have
work.
Worked. Yeah. Right. You're right.
It goes hand in hand.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand.
Liberating Leslie says, ang tatay ko... Ayaw masyado ng sound systems. We have at least 8 different speakers sa bahay. You know how dads always have that like sort of weird obsession, whether it be cars or TVs or sound systems or a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
Parang they always have...
A machine thing.
Yeah.
My dad never had that though.
Really?
Well, the most that he liked was... he's, I get my driving from him. Because he's like a, he's really quite a driver.
I think it's just a guy thing.
It's a guy thing. But parang, I think that's the closest he has with a machine.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like.
His love for.
For driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. But dads, I know dads who are in my village alone. I see dads who are so into their cars.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
And not only that, as in yung mga dads na, they really set up the home theater system on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Na parang, they could actually have someone do that.
But they would rather,
but
do,
they
it
would rather
on
do it on their own. Na para kahit di nila alam, they'll still try
are
to make
like
it work.
Are you like that?
I am. I am.
See, in my house, it's not like that.
But I know, ne. I know how. Because I am kind of techie.
Yeah, you're techie,
you know,
that
I've always
way.
Been right, sort of right. like into machines and whatever. Why, in your house, it's not like that?
It's not. Somebody pays for someone to fix it. It's not like that at all. I'm such an idiot when it comes to those things. Like, I was asking the interior designer. Thanks.
Yeah,
no, we were thinking of where to put the speakers. And I'm like, oh, right. And then, so where do you want the speakers? I go, where does it usually go?
Yeah.
And he tells me either it's up on the corners.
On the corners, yeah.
Or on the floor. On the floor. And then I'm like, really? And then he started, you know, explaining to me the things that I could do. And
usually,
I'm like,
so the subwoofer goes beside the TV. And then there are two small speakers that go behind the TV sa taas.
Yeah.
And then if you have the
okay, this is a stupid
planted,
question, but I really don't understand. What is a subwoofer for?
Bass.
Ah, the bass. Okay, okay, okay.
It goes woof woof.
Woof woof.
All right. RR1220 says, ang tatay, sabi ng mama, ang tatay ko, sabi ng mama ko, siya ang nasa gates of hell kasi demonyo siya. Nakabantay lang.
If they don't get along.
Yeah. But even so, they're still together. You know how like they have relationships.
But I don't know if
like
your mom has ever said that about your dad.
No.
My mom would never.
My dad's a little too upstanding to be called a demon.
Right.
Sa akin, oh.
Well,
ilang beses na yan.
Eh, kasi naman.
The Cebuano equivalent of it.
What's a Cebuano?
Yawa.
Ah, yawa.
Yawa akang bata ka.
Demonyo kang bata ka.
Parang ganun. Heard that so many times.
Oh my gosh. Did your brothers get the same from you? I mean, the same treatment as you from your mom?
You know, come to think of it, I
or
don't...
Or you were the evil one talaga.
No naman. I mean, they had their faults also, but I don't...
Ikaw yung pasaway.
I can't recall my mom calling them yawa. I think they have. I think she has.
You know, you are your mother's karma.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
you
we're alike in so many ways.
Exactly.
As much as I don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they say the ones who are always arguing in the family, they're the ones who are most alike.
Yeah. So, oh no.
I used to get a lot of...
I pity my children. My future children.
No, the one that you will run into most arguments with will be the one most like you.
Yeah.
I'm the one who runs into arguments with my dad.
So you're most like your
I'm
dad.
I'm most like him.
All right. Camilo says, ang tatay ko, ang walang pagod na sumasalo sa lahat ng utang ko.
Oh.
And I don't know if this is true for a lot of people, but I think it sort of is naman. Na parang whenever you're in a bind,
he's the one who steps
at
in.
At least in a financial bind. Because usually pag emotional bind,
that's
like
a mom.
If you're heartbroken over your girlfriend breaking up with
actually,
you or
your dad stays away.
Yeah, your dad's just like,
I don't know what to do.
But whenever it comes to finances, usually your dad will be, I mean, not that he'll be happy to do so, na parang,
failed.
Sige lang, mangutang ka lang or whatever.
No, naman,
it's not like that, but when you need it the most,
then you know that he's there.
Yeah. Jay Ryan says, ang tatay ko, hindi takot makabuntis ako. Mas takot siya na ako yung mabuntis.
He knows you.
He knows you
he
all
knows
too
you well.
Well. LS Dominique says, ang tatay ko ay nanay ko din para sa mga single fathers.
Oh. Right.
Right, because you know how...
The same way that during Mother's Day...
Single moms are also your dad.
Yeah, they were
they're
dads
also
were
your... And the entry that caps off the top 10.
No, it's the top because we only have one batch.
10? The top-ish. Comes from Ellis Dominique.
He says,
kung ang nanay ko ang ilaw ng tahanan, ang tatay ko naman ang tagapundi ng ilaw. Este. Aligin ng tahanan.
Ay,
nako po.
Tagapundi. That can mean so many so many things though. I don't want to ask.
Hindi, kasi parang you know how like sometimes parang
they test the patience of the mom.
Yeah, so parang you shine bright like a diamond na wow. Para na didim dahil sa tatay kasi para na stress siya. Ganun lang naman.
Some dads naman kasi are stressful.
Yeah.
Some dads are like kids.
I think they really actually want to stress
the mom. Kasi the moms are the ones who are ano eh, parang
they're worrywarts.
They're worrywarts and they're control freaks.
Yes.
I'm trying not to be, but it comes with the job.
But you kind of see that it is, yeah. I think maybe because it's like, you know, this is a person that came from your womb.
And when trouble comes, the mom will have to deal with it. That's why she's so, you know, all the rules that she put there is precisely to avoid all the problems down the road.
So you don't have to deal with it.
So you don't have to deal with it.
All right. So basically, that's what we're doing today, since it is Father's Day on Sunday. The top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. So if you want to join us, just tweet us over at RX931. Don't forget to include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag ang tatay ko. You know. Ang tatay ko.
Your radio station, Manila's hot. Monster Radio RX93.1.
What you got?
All right, so I just figured out why Chico is actually really absent today.
Why?
Apparently, Chip and Dale's was here last night. They were at Resorts World.
Oh,
so somebody had a wild night.
Pero kunyari, he was sick.
Fever, guys. Eh.
Pre-prod.
Pero pagkakita mo na ano pala, while he was sending us that text message, it makes so much more sense.
And now it makes sense why he only texted us at 5 in the morning.
Kasi patapos pa lang. Nagda-die down pa lang yung party. Ay, nako.
Please don't tell him he said that. Please don't. All right.
Or maybe you should. Who knows?
Oh, tapos umamin.
Guys, sorry. Sorry, I should have texted you.
What do you do in a show like that?
I actually don't know. But there are photos. Because I'm looking at my Facebook timeline and I see somebody posted it there.
I see.
So I see, well...
Hey, if you watch it, can you tell us what they do? Do they sing? Do they dance? I know they shrift.
Here's my friend's description of it. Well, the hashtag is, they will make your fantasies come to life.
Oh.
I see a guy...
Yikes.
In a white polo and tidy whities. Oh, and here's something you would like. A guy in a cowboy hat.
I'm not into cowboys, dude. Not into cowboys. 7:20 on the clock.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX93.1. You want it. You got it. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX on E3.1. You sound like you're getting sick too. Are you?
I know. Please don't let me.
Oh no.
I don't want to be sick.
Alvin is a Germinator.
I know, this is all
he
his fault.
He started
that
this.
Curly little... Anyway.
Oh, and then next thing you know, we're...
passing it on.
I think I would be the last.
What do you mean?
Because it seems like you have it. You keep coughing.
No, diba, I had a fever already like last week.
Ah, nauna ka. Ikaw yung Germinator.
No, eh, that was just a one-day thing. And it didn't...
Because Alvin felt really, really sick.
And I never lost my voice.
Ah, oh, right.
Whereas Alvin and Chico, they were... like,
yeah,
their
Chico
voice was
couldn't,
cracking.
Couldn't swallow.
How do we know?
No, he said so. He was having a hard time swallowing.
Kinukwento niya sa'yo?
Kinukwento niya. Like, he was drinking coffee and it felt like he had blades, you know, in his throat.
Ang ano, that's the world's way of saying, tama na.
Awat na.
Pahinga naman pag may time.
I can't believe you said that.
See, this is the problem when
pag
you're absent.
All the things that get said about
you. You are the butt of jokes.
So to speak.
Hey, can we just say hello to Luis? He's tuned in.
Hi, Luis.
And to our entire Greenwich Cabarcadas.
Hello.
You know, I saw a video of Solen.
Yeah.
They have this parang... She was playing on a Chinese garter.
Uh-huh.
So I just figured that we have something in common pala.
Kasi you're good at it.
Yeah. And she was intense.
Are you bothered at how good you are at some things that should be... It should be the girls are good at, but
like
you are.
Like jackstones and Chinese garter.
Like singing. Pero pinaka weird for me is the Chinese garter.
No, you know why? What?
Look, you came from an all-boys school.
No, I didn't. I didn't always come from an all-boys school.
Yeah, but how old were you when you transferred to the to Lourdes, for example? Grade 4? 3?
Third year. High school.
Ay, antagal na. Okay.
So I was... Well, I started out in Lourdes. Grade 1, I was in Lourdes. And then I moved to... co-ed schools from grade 2 all the way till second year high school.
In the Visayas.
Well, grade 2, grade 3, that's Iloilo. Grade 4 to grade 6, that's Cebu. And then... a different co-ed school, first year, second year high school here.
You've been around.
Yep.
No, but I...
But I learned it from when I was in Cebu.
Hindi, kasi the funny thing is, in our school, do you know kung sino magaling mag-Chinese garter?
Mga Beks.
Yeah. I mean, that's really who you partner up with.
No, that's true. But, okay, here's why. When I was still in grade 4, all the way till grade 6...
You were Beks.
No, I would always get into fights with the other guys.
Because?
I don't know. Lagi kami nagkakapikunan. As in,
so, nagiging friend mo yung girls?
Daming sapakan. As in, literally. Like, on an almost daily basis, I would always just get into fights with people. I mean, you know what my temper is like.
Yeah.
So, I would be friends with the girls. And obviously, they would play, you know, girly games. Like,
so
Jackstones.
So, you're forced to
yeah,
play
so
with the
I,
girls.
And unless I, you know. But I did have friends naman na guys. But they weren't always there.
Pero did you play with Becks? With Beckys?
Yeah.
Chinese garter. Kasi sila yung magaling,
magaling
even volleyball.
Sila, as in, sobrang, oh, volleyball.
Grabe.
Because they
badminton.
Were so agile.
Yeah.
And tapos varsity pa ako ng badminton nung high school ako.
Tingnan mo. All signs point to you know what.
I just don't discriminate. No, but seriously, like, I would always just play with whoever.
Does that... Is that the same for your dating life?
I never really cared. Boy, girl,
yeah,
bakla to, boy.
Yeah, it didn't matter as long as they were fun.
No, but seriously, that's how I would end up. You know, because most of the guys would be playing habulan.
No, but also because you're competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All very, very competitive.
I mean, very, very.
Like, very competitive. So that's why. And I don't know. Basta, I would always just get into fights with the guys. Eh. So parang, kung ganun
you're
na lang.
You're forced to get along with the girls because otherwise you'd be alone.
Yeah. And I was good with
ano. Warfeet ka kayate.
Yeah, super. You know, I once, because I was fat, like fat in grade school. Because now I'm chubs, but then I was really fat, and I was shorter. Like I was like, I don't know, 5'3" and maybe like 150 or 140 pounds.
Wow.
So whenever I would walk in the hallway, because it was a public school in Cebu, so we would have to throw out the trash and whatever. So I would have the trash can in my right hand, and then as I walked past the hallway, there was this little guy, little annoying little dude. Who would always be like, ah, bakla baboy, bakla baboy. That's what they would call me, double B. Because I would always be hanging out with the girls.
It wasn't was your fat. Cup size. It wasn't your cup size.
They would call me double B. So I was like, abba, loko to. So what I did was I put the trash can
over his head.
So that covered like, I don't know, maybe
half
more than half of his body.
And then
I pushed him down the stairs.
My God.
And then when he fell down the stairs, because it was like one flight, I ran down and I started kicking him.
Yawa ka nga.
With the trash can there. No, but
your
only
mom
because,
was right.
Only because he deserved it. Because he would always pick on
was
me without me having to say anything about him.
But you don't need to be violent because he said something about you. So the fair thing is to say something.
Competitive nga ako, di ba?
Grabe.
No, but one time naman.
You're scary.
And I would really just get into fights with everyone. Like our class president.
Yeah.
Our class president, okay? Like he was like a really smart guy. Mm. And then I got into a fight with him. We were friends, but we got into a fight. I don't know why. So we took
probably
it to
food.
No. We took it to the bathroom. As in, to the point that he would even ride in the car with me going home. Ganun kami ka friends.
Pero you took it to the bathroom.
So we
then
took it to the bathroom.
Happened?
Tapos mag-away na kami. Tapos what I didn't know was that he was a black belter, so he kicked me in the head, and then I was so stunned, and I was like, okay, you win. Because I was shocked, because more than any, like, whenever I would get into a fist fight before, it would be like Rumble. Hindi
siya kapag-president ng class, there's...
You think na parang there's a stigma
they're lame,
na parang,
or, you know, they don't know how to fight.
Yeah. So
wow.
I would always just get into a fight. So, you know, I avoided all of that just by hanging out with the girls, and so I learned how to play Chinese garter, the jackstones, yung Chinese jackstones, yung pillow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, mahirap yun eh.
Oh, tapos yung pick-up sticks na hindi matatamaan yung ibang sticks. I love that game.
My gosh.
Sorry.
can we
say good morning to Casey Concepcion? She's
hey,
tuned in.
Hi, Casey.
And apparently, see, Chinese garter was her workout in grade school. And Chinese jackstones. That's what's up.
Didn't she go to IS?
I think she did.
Right? She
They have Chinese garter in IS?
That's exactly my question. You have Chinese garter in IS?
Yeah.
That's kind of
I would
like,
always expect it to be major jeje.
Or it's such a saucy school.
Yeah. That
they would be,
they would
play know,
something
playing
else,
something different.
Like dodgeball or I don't know.
Or compare diamonds. Compare diamonds.
Or pataasan ng heels or something.
Or something.
I know, but hi.
But
good
hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, one of these days, we should have a Chinese garter off.
Oo nga, no?
Diba?
Nako, Casey, I wouldn't, you know, dare this guy.
Naka jeans pa ako.
Remember when we guested at Mars?
Yeah.
Grabe. He was even wearing jeans.
I'm really competitive, okay? What can I say?
Anyway, top 10.
Alright, we are doing the top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. So once again, thanks to Forene Boy for the topic. Let's start off with fish mark. Ang tatay ko ang nagturo na tignan muna ang kuko ng babae bago ko siya ligawan. Pag madumi, huwag tuluyan.
Yeah, because they need to be...
hygienic?
Well, because...
it's discipline, I guess.
My mom would always say... in the same way my mom would say, parang pag makapal yung ankles, they're lazy. Of course, that's not true. But it's...
Hey.
There are... no, but I think what you're... what this entry is saying is... if they can manage to clean their fingernails,
nails. Yeah.
And that's on your hand.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how dirty their feet would be, their toes?
Or
other
something
parts.
Else. Or something else would be.
Come
you
on.
Don't want to get into that.
No.
I know. But define dirty. Because you know how some girls will wait for their manicures to
no,
grow out?
No, because long is okay.
Yeah, but like what about
but
yung parang...
dirty is different.
What about the parang tanggal-tanggal na manicure?
Hindi naman kasi dirty yun eh. It's just...
but it looks...
it looks dirty.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily dirty.
Pero,
it's just chipped off nail polish.
Did you ever hear about that? Na parang yung... when people would say na parang... if a guy has a lot of dirt under his hands, at least he does manual labor.
Or he's just unhygienic and he doesn't clean his hands, wash his hands after.
No, because look at... like Tom. Dr. Love.
What?
No, seriously. Like you should
I'm
see
scared.
His hands.
Why?
It's always like... greasy.
Well, because he works on his car.
Exactly. But
and grease is pretty hard to take off, right?
Yeah, so literally, every time I see him, it's like, well, not every time. But
what are you doing looking at his hands?
No, I mean, obviously, you would give him a high five or a fist bump or, you know, a buffing.
Were you
a buffing
checking
of his
him
nails.
Out? Were you checking him out?
No, I wasn't.
Were you checking him out in the same way that, you know, guys check out girls' fingernails? Is that what you were doing?
Okay, maybe. He is kind of muscular.
Yeah, he's so... he's such a hot
and
guy.
Did you see him in that Sailor Mars outfit?
Oh,
Sailor Moon
Sailor
outfit?
Sailor Moon. One.
He was the sexiest one.
I swear. It's tattooed on my mind.
No RX girl could have pulled that off.
No, only Tom.
Only Tom. You have to see
it
him.
It was the first time
the
I
Sailor
saw his
Moon
legs.
Diba? Tapos his chan.
His
flat.
Flat.
Oh, diba eh. Alright. Ilad Villanueva says, ang tatay ko never umattend ng mga school meetings. Kaya naiyak ako nung siya ang nagsabit sa akin nung medal nung elementary ako.
Oh, it's like a special event.
Yeah, because you know the stigma that...
I wouldn't know. My dad never came to those things.
I wouldn't know. I never got medals. Totally different. Totally different reason.
No, but my dad would be there if you graduated from law or medicine, but not if you just, you know, finished a four-year course in UP.
Somebody.
No, it just was...
what's that I smell so early in the morning? Bitterness.
No, I just wondered because I saw other kids.
Yeah.
Like, their dads would be there or their moms. No, but I understood because my dad was pretty busy.
Yeah.
So I understood. It's just a medal. What's a medal? What's that good for anyways? Can't eat it.
Wow.
Can't eat. No, honestly, I don't
the
say...
the smell of bitterness is just getting
no,
stronger.
No, it's not. I really feel like I didn't...
it's like I taste cheese.
I didn't even keep my medals.
Really?
It didn't matter to me. It didn't matter. You know how sometimes people put so much weight on things?
Yeah, I still have my best in effort medal.
I never did.
Really?
Yeah, after a day or two, they'd be gone. Yeah, voila. I don't.
Wow.
Even my diploma. I didn't have it framed. It's like, okay, I got the education already. I don't need to prove it to anybody.
I wonder why. I'm sure there's like a deeper psychological meaning
for this. I
don't think
so. We never, you know how, it's not like it's a bad childhood. It's
yeah.
just that we never gave importance to those things. We don't even celebrate birthdays. No
sana
gifts,
pala,
no nothing.
Doon na lang ako eh. Para kahit pasang awa lang, okay lang eh.
Okay na, hindi naman yung
you know, it got so bad before that I remember during the time of... when the first PlayStation came out.
Yeah.
I think if I remember correctly, he was saying if I got an average of 85, he would give me a PlayStation.
Grabe.
Needless to say, I had to buy the PlayStation on my own.
Because you didn't reach 85.
Because I never got it. Dying Girl says, sa sobrang pagmamahal sa kanyang kapatid, ang tatay ko, ayun, sinabayan niya sa hukay. Literally.
Oh, when the brother died.
Yeah, the dad died a day before his dying brother. That's...
Oh my.
That's poetic though.
But how? Like, just...
I don't know.
Out of sheer coincidence?
I'm not sure.
Or maybe
she doesn't
he was so brokenhearted?
It. Maybe.
Well, some siblings kasi are that close.
Are just super close.
I've seen that.
LS Dominique says, ang tatay ko, parang ninja. Pag umuwi ng gabi, nagtatago sa dilim at halos walang tunog sa pagpasok ng bahay.
Yeah. Lest the mother hears it.
Was your dad like that? Because my dad never really like went out without my mom.
No. My dad would have to go out because, well, my dad was a lawyer. And usually, like, you know, some clients get arrested in the middle of the night. My dad would have to go.
Criminal law ba dad mo?
Yeah, he's a litigator. And
we should keep that in mind. We should keep that in mind. Because if we come up with a problem in the future.
But then my dad was also a cop.
Right.
So he would have, like, duty na gabi.
Right.
So my mom was used to it.
Oh, wow, that's so awesome, though. Like, imagine if he actually booked somebody. He would be the one... prosecuting him na rin. Because he's
you
a lawyer.
You can't do that.
Para siyang Judge Dredd.
But then he was...
He is the law.
No. He was a cop as he was studying law. And then after he finished law, then he...
How awesome would that be, though?
My dad's pretty...
I am Judge Dredd.
He's pretty awesome.
I know. Tuna Belly says, ang tatay ko, kapag nakatulog kami sa panonood ng TV sa sala, binubuhat kami paakyat ng kwarto. Pero medyo mahirap yata yun kasi medyo may edad na si Tuna Belly, di ba?
Eh, nung bata siya. Nung bata siya.
Piniloso po.
Kasi my dad wouldn't.
Really? He would just leave you alone?
He'd just let you.
Actually, ako rin.
Yeah.
Oh no, he would wake us up. Parang ngayon, tulog ka na.
But it didn't happen din kasi often.
But feeling ko rin kasi mabigat kami magkakapatid.
Masalo ka na.
Hey, I wasn't always the fattest one. Master Jake says, ang tatay ko... Kahirap turuan ng mag-Facebook noon. Ngayon, laging may kachat at araw-araw may post.
Wow. Mm. Pero wow, props to your dad.
Tech savvy.
Oh, kasi a lot of dads would... My dad's Facebook page is handled by my kid's sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he has a Facebook page.
He has a... I really couldn't believe it.
That's so weird.
And his ringtone is Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right. And the entry that caps off the... bottom half?
The top?
And the top! Entry for the top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank, comes from Mrs. Cofield.
Mrs. Cofield says,
ang tatay ko, terror sa aming magkakapatid. Pero sa nanay ko, tiklop.
You hear that often.
You really see this a lot.
Siyempre.
Like, they are the scourge of whatever job it is they're in or the children that they raise.
No?
Pero pag nagtaas na ng bosses yung mom mo, it's over.
Pero baliktad din ah, kasi sometimes you know how the moms are matalak. But the one time the dad says something, tiklop naman yung moms. I don't know, may ganun talaga.
I think it's just a nice balance.
Yeah. If somebody's talking too much and the other partner the other parent has to be like a little bit more quiet.
Yeah, cuz I see this at home. Like
good cop, bad cop. That's what it is.
My dad is usually the good cop. Cuz it's left to my mom to discipline us.
Because
she's the one that's at home.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, and like, let's just say I see them having an argument or whatever, once somebody talks, someone will keep quiet and listen.
Yeah, listen.
So that's always nice. All right, so that is our top 10 for today.
Dedicated for fathers.
Since it is Father's Day this coming Sunday already. The top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. If you want to join us, all you got to do is tweet us over at RX931. Include the hashtag, ang tatay ko, and hashtag, the morning rush.
All right, just reminding you guys, if you're thinking of getting an iPad, you might as well get an LTE plan from Smart Bro. Right?
Actually, that's true. And you know, the nice thing about it is, especially with a lot of the apps that are available now on the iOS store, iTunes store.
Yeah.
There, I keep mixing that up. It's just they're all internet dependent and not just like
mabagal internet.
Yeah, you have to have like really fast internet.
And you have to partner that great gadget with fast connection.
Exactly, because it would be, you know, it would be
sayang naman.
You can't maximize the potential.
All right, so if you avail of an iPad unit, you can get a 1,000 peso discount payable in 24 months at 0% interest. And if you buy it during you can avail of this 1,000 peso discount.
That's right. So you can choose between either an iPad mini or the new iPad with Retina display.
I want a mini.
Me too, actually. I'd go with a mini.
Because it goes well inside a girl's purse.
Yeah, it fits perfectly in my Prada bag.
Prada.
But you can choose white or black. I'm sure Dell would go with white. And with
hey,
the 400...
that's not true. I actually want a black one.
I know you want the black one. Because you have too much white in your life.
To balance it out.
It's like yin and yang. But 499 pesos comes with 65 hours consumable smart LTE or 3G surfing per month already. And it comes with bill shock protection.
All right, so go ahead and get it. And remember, if you need to know more about it, just check out www.smart.com.ph/getmini.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for another news update here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Oh, trouble in paradise. Trouble in paradise? Yes. Reports that Kanye West has been cheating on pregnant girlfriend Kim Kardashian with Canadian model Layla Gobadi, who claims that the two hooked up a couple of times, once after his Atlantic City concert last summer and a second time on October. Gobadi claims that Kanye confessed that his relationship with the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star is a total sham and just for publicity.
What?
Supposedly. But this is a girl talking.
Yeah. And this could be just an attention seeker.
Yeah.
And seeker being a very light word.
Gobadi said, quote, "This is going to destroy the Kardashian family. It's bad. It's really bad. It's just embarrassing. But if I were Kim and about to have a baby, I would want to know," unquote. Now, a spokesperson for Kim denied the report directly to Star Magazine, saying, and even Kanye's reps have spoken out, saying, quote, "This most recent attack on Kanye West and his family is totally without merit. It's a blatant attempt by a misguided individual who is clearly seeking publicity and another in a series of malicious stories drummed up by non-credible, quote-unquote, news sources. This is a sad attempt to hurt two people who are trying to live their lives," unquote. Kim is expected to give birth to the couple's daughter sometime next month.
You know, the sad part about it is, part of you actually believes it because you know that Kim Kardashian is capable of doing something like that.
Right.
And, well, Kanye. He's Kanye.
He also, yeah, both of them like the attention.
Yeah, so.
That's true.
As much as you don't want to think that it's true and this is just a person who just wants the attention, mm-hmm. you kind of.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Or.
You don't just dismiss it just like that.
Or I think that since they are like that, they love the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
They attract people who also like publicity,
yeah.
good or bad.
Yeah.
So the likes of this girl, Gobadi.
Right.
We don't know if what she's saying is true or not. What we're saying is she probably likes the attention. Because why would you make it public?
Yeah.
Because even if you were so concerned for Kim Kardashian,
you would just tell her.
Go directly find a way. Not. For
although sa bagay, baka naman kasi parang she can't find a way to get to Kim Kardashian.
But you could. Isn't this day and age? You know, you could send someone an email or.
But they might not believe it, or I don't know.
Oh, well,
because she wants the money also.
Yeah.
Maybe she wants a 2-for-1.
Right, making money off a story. Mm. Well, if that's true, it's just so sad for Kim.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that she really, really, really likes Kanye.
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you think?
Not sure. I just chose not to really pay a lot of attention to the Kardashians.
Yeah, they're a waste of your time.
I mean, I get the whole, once you watch them on TV, despite how annoyed you are at them, you'll end up watching
it's
anyway.
It's riveting.
But it's just, I don't know, everything they do kasi is so publicity oriented.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
You just sort of want to like not.
You don't want to get sucked into it.
Yeah, you don't want to get sucked into it because it's just like watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah, and it's like morbid curiosity. You can't turn away. you know that they just want the attention, but for some reason,
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is the news. It is the second one here on the show today at 8:22. We'll see if we have one more entertainment news for you before we wrap up the show at 10. For now, this is the Morning Rush. You got Gino and Delamar. Sans Chico today because he's feeling a little bit under the weather.
And Chippendales was here last night, so.
Yeah, we're not. Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Allegedly.
We don't know if he's actually feeling
under the weather. That's our suspicion. But the birthday boy, hopefully, will be in on Monday. All right, here we go.
It's the Morning Rush!
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster at RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Rush Top 10. I'm confused. Is this the bottom half or the
Who
top
knows?
Half? Who knows?
Who knows?
Whatever.
We don't question things. The good things that come our way, we shouldn't. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. All right, so we are doing the top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. So we are doing this, of course, because Father's Day is just around the corner.
And we won't be here Saturday nor Sunday, so we might as well do it today.
And we can't do it on a Monday either because it'll be... we are celebrating somebody
birthday.
Finally stepping out of... you know, the what is it now? The early 50s zone.
Sobra!
Stepping out of the early 50s zone. So
I hope he's still asleep.
I know.
And then nobody tells him what you've been saying.
I know. No, but we're finally celebrating his 59th birthday.
I don't know if he's going to show up on Monday.
After hearing all of this.
No, and also remember, this is the first time he says he doesn't want to go to work on
his
birthday.
Yeah, even when he... And you know,
he's never.
Add to that, he's sick.
Yeah,
and he rarely, even if he's sick, he still goes to work.
Sabi nga niya sa akin, like, you know, well, you know, I might not be here for my birthday. And he was all too happy about it. And I'm like, that's so unfair. He says, it's fair. I got sick. It just happened to be on my birthday, so.
You know what we can do?
What?
We can, remote broadcast.
From his house?
Let's go to his house.
Monster van.
Even if he's sleeping.
Tapos ring the bell.
Andun lang tayo. Tapos parang hello, diba?
Yeah, hi.
Or we can have like a phone correspondent. In
no,
the form
mas
of
mas maganda okay na tayong dalawa doon. Para mahuli natin ang mga tao-tao doon.
Or in the form of mga friends natin ang magiging phone correspondent.
Like who? Gino, like who?
Basta friends natin na friends din niya.
Na close niya.
Na close niya. Na parang comfortable enough to ano.
What if we did that, no? We ring the doorbell in his house, and we do the show.
Actually,
from his house.
From his house, diba?
Sa veranda.
Tapos using his computer.
Hindi, malayo eh.
Hindi, we can use his computer just to ano. Tapos tweet pics all day of the photos that he has saved on his computer.
Oh my gosh! But you've been in his room, right?
No, I've never been.
You've never been in. Baka naman tinatago niyo lang yung inyong...
No, I've never been to his... No, never.
Never?
No, I was only there by the outside.
Oh, yeah, the veranda.
We were all together when I was there.
Oh, right, when we were eating. Remember
Again.
That?
Yeah, that's right, we were eating.
We were eating. And then that would be awesome. He would think that he got away.
Oh, diba? Tapos pinuntahan natin
siya. And then we had, you know, our bosses say, okay, you can do that.
Diba? And then we'll have a multicam setup.
Wow.
So we have cams everywhere.
Kawawa naman siya.
But he might actually like that, you know. What? We have cams everywhere.
Yes, cameras.
Diba? A cam
camera.
On his face.
Camera.
A cam on my face. A cam on yours.
Okay.
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Multicam.
Awkward.
All right. Let's do the top 10. Yeah, let's just do that. So once again, the top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. Che Mayuga says, ang tatay ko, sobrang cool. Hindi lang Facebook and Twitter addict, pati Pinterest.
Whoa.
Yeah, there are just some
dads. I'm not even on Pinterest. And if your dad is...
Although, you know who they can say this about? I don't think it. Yeah, Jude.
Is on Pinterest?
Yeah, he's on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. Diba?
I don't know.
Is he? Yeah.
Well, because I'm not on it, so I wouldn't know.
That's a bad guy. No, but I see it on his timeline on Twitter. Parang he has like Pinterest posts and whatever.
I should check it out, actually.
Pinterest?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
I'm not interested in Pinterest.
I've got too much social
media. Maybe I don't know much about it. Hey, did you know that Chico was saying yesterday, was it?
Hmm.
That he became active on Facebook because you added him?
Was it on Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because I added him?
Okay, so he was telling me yesterday that when we were still doing the show with...
profile picture ko.
When we were still doing the show with Karen, yeah. Karen Pamintuan,
yeah.
She used to board with us. This was very, very early on with Facebook in the Philippines.
Right.
And she was always so giddy about having a trout, thrown her way.
Right, this was how Facebook started.
Right. So anyway...
getting poked.
Well, he set up an account.
Mm.
But he was like, okay, what now?
Yeah.
Because Facebook was so new.
Yeah, and it looked so different compared to Friendster. Multiply.
And nobody knew what it could be at the time. So anyway, so he created the account. And then he didn't really...
Pay attention.
It was just there. Until he found out that a new jock was trying to add him on Facebook.
Mm.
So it turns out it was you.
Nakita niya.
So ikaw talaga ang nagsimula ng love story.
That's how it all started.
That's how it all started.
Yun yung humble beginnings naman.
Friends. Being friends on Facebook is
two
what...
two old friends.
And now they're the gay love team of FM Radio. The rest is history.
Hey, there we go. We have a text message from our vice president.
Oh.
Sir Rafi P. He goes, remote sa bahay ni Chico? Game.
Wala
kang takas. Wala
kang takas.
Kahit may sakit ka. Kasi even if he is in his pajamas or whatever,
we'll find a way.
Hopefully nakapajamas naman siya. I hope he doesn't sleep in the
nude. No, he never.
Yeah,
he doesn't like the feeling of his skin on the sheets.
Yeah.
And he's a funny kind of stickler for pajamas.
Yeah, I see his pajamas.
Tapos naka-tuck in.
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh my God. When we were in Beijing, he had, alam mo yung kamisa de chino.
Yes, kamisa de chino.
Tapos naka-tuck in sa loob ng pajamas.
Tapos, okay, let me just check if he wore the same pajamas, the striped ones.
No, he wore a yellow pair of, parang yellowish na,
Okay.
It was so funny. Tapos naka-high waist.
You should have taken a picture.
I did, actually.
Instagram!
No, but I promised I wouldn't Instagram it. But I never promised that I wouldn't twit pick it.
See, you can get off
technicality.
On it. Technicality.
All right.
We have permission
this is
from the higher ups. Does it get higher than that? Okay,
let's go with Shivana. Ang tatay ko lang, dapat ang masusunod. Walang pwedeng sumaway at lumabag sa utos niya pag wala si nanay.
But in our house, it's like that. When daddy says so, that's it. That's the Supreme Court in our house.
For me, kasi I don't know. It's never been tested. Na parang, they're always on a joint front.
Yeah, it's never. Front.
Yeah, they're always on a united front. That if my mom is angry about something, even if my dad doesn't feel the same way, he'll back up my mom.
It's the same with my parents. But you know those moments where, okay, this is a story that when I first got into radio, I was still in school.
Yeah,
and the station I was with at the time had wanted to hire me straight out of
even if you hadn't finished school yet.
So I asked my dad. I remember having a conversation with him to say, Dad, they want to hire me.
Mm.
And my dad just said no, flat out.
Mm.
He didn't know what I sounded like or how I was doing.
If you were good on it. Yeah.
It was just no. Like unilateral, no arguments, no reasoning, no. And there was no way that I could argue.
Because he is the law.
He is the law.
He's Judge Dredd.
He's Judge Dredd.
I swear.
And then,
does he ride around in a motorcycle?
Has my dad? Yeah.
See?
But only in Mindanao. I've never seen
him. He is Judge Dredd.
And then after I graduated, and of course he had no hold on me already.
Yeah, because you're done.
I already had my diploma. He couldn't do anything about it. I said, Dad, it's just a summer job. I'm gonna go to RX.
It's just a summer job. 17 years
later. It's still summer.
Dad, well, it is summer. There's summer every year.
The summer of my life.
All right. Anto says, ang tatay ko, hindi ko naiintindihan nung bata pa ako. Pero ngayong matanda na ako, I completely get it. And without even having to say anything, like what situation it is, that you just...
Their motivations.
As you get older, you just start to understand why they do the things they do.
But didn't you fight? Have you ever fought with your dad?
Yeah, for sure. More my mom than anything, because my mom was in charge of the whole
disciplining. But isn't it that, you know, what you used to fight about? Mm. All of a sudden, you find yourself agreeing with them.
Yeah,
that's just
kind of annoying.
It's annoying. It's like what? What happened?
And you were so sure of yourself.
You
before,
were so sure of yourself. Right?
I am right.
Yeah,
I am
right. You just don't understand.
Yeah, and then now, parang it's like, God damn
you know
it.
Why those Disney characters are such a hit with kids? Because they say the words that most kids say in their heads when they're fighting with their parents.
Hmm. Like, I want to be a little mermaid.
Not those words exactly, but some.
I am not a beast. I am the beauty.
Not those words. And you know when they say, you just
I want
don't...
to be a cross-dressing soldier.
Alam mo talaga si Gino, palapit ng palapit ng sa line eh.
What if you think
I'm
about
giving
it?
You, I'm giving you until December, okay?
A cross-dressing soldier, that's Mulan.
Maybe you'll be there all of a sudden.
I want to paint with all the colors of the wind.
Gino is.
Yun na yung big reveal. Alright.
But to make sure if you ever do that, No, when you do that.
It's on air.
No, I'm here. I have to be here.
Why?
Because I want to be part of the team that questions.
That says, I told you so.
No, actually, I have some juicy questions. Don't you
theoretically.
Don't you notice that I have good questions?
Please take note of me saying, theoretically, if I did say that, what is a question that you would ask me? Just out of curiosity, I want to find out. Not that I'm saying that I am. Theoretically, what would you ask me? Like, let's just say one day I say, oh, hey, guess what? I'm gay. Ooh.
This is so disturbing.
What?
No, actually, it's not disturbing to me. I would say...
I'm sure you deal with it a lot already.
Yes, I do. No, the first thing I would say is, when did you first think you were? And what was the dream that kind of showed you were? Because normally it's accompanied by a dream. You know why I say that?
Why?
Okay, let's just say, okay, theoretically, you're gay.
Yeah.
But you don't know it yet.
Okay.
So you're in this age, you're at this age already.
All right.
You've lived your life from zero to now thinking you're straight.
Yeah.
But if it's there, it had been there for quite a while. It's just that maybe you pushed it down.
It's just, it's parang cultivating palang.
Oh, parang you pushed it down so deep that but it will come out in your dreams.
Mm.
So, I would want to know the first dream or the first instance where you think, oh, damn, I am.
Okay.
That's a real serious...
That kind of scares me because I've had weird dreams. No, shut up. Grabe to.
I'm sorry, I did not expect that.
No, because I've had weird dreams that I don't understand.
Okay, December, huh? June, July.
Ano ba? I'm just saying that I've had weird dreams.
I give you 6 months. No, but I...
Because I once dreamt... Okay, to be completely honest, I once had a dream where I was a girl. But I didn't do anything with anyone. I was just...
Did you do something
with
yourself?
I looked down and I was like, oh, I have boobs.
Were you happy?
Not the usual boobs that I have, because now I have like man boobs. But like I had like actual female boobs. Yeah, I had a dream. And then I was looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, wow, I have long hair and whatever. And I was on the Titanic.
You're so weird.
I was on the Titanic and I remember somebody, I really don't know, like to be completely honest, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, but somebody parang, I was holding onto a rail looking out into the sea, and then somebody went up behind me and then hugged me from the back.
Did you feel anything?
No, I didn't feel anything.
Because that's how you can tell if it's a boy or a girl. Oh, unless it is cold water, so...
I don't know. What do you mean?
No, because Titanic, they hit an iceberg, so it would be pretty cold. Mm. And when it's cold, things shrink. Because I would think if it's a guy, you would know. There would be telltale signs. But since the water is cold... What did you think it was? Because the mere fact that you're saying you don't know if it's a girl already tells me you think it's a boy.
No, because I was a girl. Why would a girl hug me from behind?
Girls do that.
They do?
Yeah. We don't care. It doesn't mean anything.
Really?
Yeah, only
because
guys feel like...
It seemed like such a romantic thing. Na parang, you know, you're looking... Imagine,
what were you wearing? just a white, a necklace.
A white dress. No. A white flowy dress. I don't know. Okay, no, seriously. Like,
how
okay.
old were you when you had this dream?
I don't know. Late
20s?
Early 20s, maybe. I was already working here.
Oh my gosh.
I was already working here.
And you had this
dream. And I had a girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, I wish I had more time.
No, wala. I had a
I'd break this down to
you. I had
you.
A white dress on. I went to the railing
rail.
of what looked like the Titanic.
And then?
I was looking out into the open
night?
Ocean.
Was it nighttime?
No, it was late afternoon.
Okay, and then?
And then somebody came up from behind me.
And hugged you.
More of like hugged me and then put
the hands on
the rail also. Yung parang naka-envelope.
What did you feel? What was the accompanying feeling when that happened?
I don't know, comfort.
Comfort. Okay.
You're scaring me.
These are the... No. I honestly, I still don't know what to make of it.
I don't know either. Because when I woke up, I was like... I don't know. I still like girls.
Okay.
No, because whenever I have a dream like that, the first thing I do is parang...
Okay, I'll just...
I'll just say
this to you, okay? Mm. I don't know if I'm right, and maybe psychologists out there can correct me, but I think part of having an inquisitive mind and an intelligent mind is curiosity. Mm. And that curiosity can lead to many things.
Right.
For example, sexuality.
Okay.
You're not bound by the normal rules because as an intelligent being, you want to know why there are rules. Who says
that govern?
Yeah, you're not okay with the society telling you it's just a man and a woman. That's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to know, and it's not just about preference. It can also be some sexual behaviors. No, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And then when I woke up, the first thing I did was I thought about like a really good looking guy, and then I thought about a really good looking girl. I still prefer the really good looking girl. Not that I preferred the good looking guy at any point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always check.
It's not always as simple as saying you have latent gay tendencies. I know I sound like I'm making fun of you. No, I think it means something else is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know what it means.
I have no idea. But okay, promise me one thing though.
Maybe because that was around the time that I dressed up in drag. For that bet that I lost.
You know?
This really isn't helping my case.
I know. It's like one sign points. I mean, one statement of yours points to the same conclusion. All of them. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
I am so surprised.
Well.
No, but I don't think it's as simple as saying... You know.
Yeah, and I don't think that just because I had a dream where I was a girl means I'm gay either.
I've had lesbian dreams.
Well, that doesn't mean you're a lesbian.
It doesn't mean I'm lesbian.
I'm sure Chico has had many dreams of many sorts.
Of many sorts, but, but you know, we will let him.
We will let him explain his own dreams.
Yeah, he has to explain his own dreams.
All right, back to the top 10. The girl from hell says, "Ang tatay ko ang pinaka fan ng The Morning Rush." Pilit itinatago ang kilig nung nagpa-picture sa kina Chico at Del.
Aww. Who's this? Who's this?
The girl from hell.
Oh, yeah. Because she brought her dad here.
Her dad here, yeah. Joanne Charm says, ang tatay ko, galit na galit nung bata ako kapag tanghali ang gising namin. Paano na daw pag nag-work na kami? Now I know.
Oh.
Because now she understands.
You know, both my parents are early risers.
My parents too. They're awake at 5.
Yep.
And even now, they think I'm a late sleeper.
And I've never seen them stay in bed later than 6.
7. Ako 7.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, who does that? My good friend of mine, Jarrell, actually has one. He goes, ang tatay ko, hanggang ngayon, still gets checked out by more girls than I do.
Ay, ganun ko. Guapo.
Hmm.
Wow.
Richard Gere look-alike.
For real?
Yeah.
I want to meet his dad.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, just like
Richard
your dad.
Richard Gere. Eh? Oh. My dad is more of a George Clooney-ish.
Well,
I don't know.
It's not. It's just a different kind of handsome. Diba?
Yeah. I swear, like if I ended up looking anything like my dad when I got older,
you'll be lucky.
I'd be so happy.
I feel the same way, but not my dad. My mom.
No. It's been a weird dad.
No, because I already look like my dad, which is why I look like this. Because my mom is beautiful.
So what are you trying to say here?
Have you seen my mother?
This is the sound of me fishing in the river.
No, have you seen my mom?
No, I actually haven't.
In my IG.
Well, I know your middle name, so
And she is. She looks like one of those 50 star. The black and white movie stars.
Mga kasabay ni ano?
Rosa Rosal, Gloria Romero. For real. I'm not exaggerating.
Nice. Alright. Kel Lacuna says, ang tatay ko ay ang guwapong version ko. Kasi maganda ako. And this is a guy. And the entry. And the top. Entry for the top 10 ways to complete the sentence ang tatay ko comes from Fishmark.
Fishmark says,
sana ang tatay ko parang Twitter lang pag nag-sermon. 140 characters.
Don't we all wish that?
Alright.
I'm still reeling from certain revelations this hour.
I'm getting tweets na.
Are you really?
Well, don't chaotic saying, is Gina Boy by curious?
Yes, he is!
Maldito Kenneth says, if Gino Boy will be gay, I'm a fan.
So right now, not yet?
So na, tapos what? Meron, bumibigay po si Gino, breaking news. I am not.
No, but...
Not to my knowledge.
But you are incredibly honest. So, okay, if you ever out yourself...
Why did I lie about it?
So if you ever out yourself, or you reach that point where you say, ah, oh, I am, I have to be here.
For sure.
If I'm on maternity leave, make sure you fetch me, and no. I will be here.
Because I figure, if I ever, like... Because I always tell you guys this.
Yeah.
Parang, you guys know for a fact that I am straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know...
Boy, do we know you're straight. All conversations. If the girls knew just how much... Feeling ko, alam mo, sometimes, because of your devious mind, sometimes I think you just come out with this radio persona that you're kind of gay because it's your way to get the girls.
Of course not.
Prove me wrong,
no,
hot girls.
That
prove
is
me
not
wrong.
True.
I know.
No, but you know,
you
okay.
And your devious
but
mind.
I always tell you guys na I never close the
doors,
possibility. Because
right.
Who knows? Like one day I might just wake up.
You're straight until you're gay.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone can just wake up. I don't know kasi how it works. Eh. Like I'm not entirely sure that, you know, by birth you already know. Some people they find out when they're in high school. What if you find out when you're in your late 30s or whatever? Who knows?
Well, our vice president is saying, malapit na ako sa RX. I don't know what that means. what does
pipigilan na ako.
I know, pipigilan na ako.
Don't
do it,
wag ka magana.
Not yet.
No,
you wait for Chico.
If I ever find myself in that situation, I don't think I'd hide it.
Hide it?
Yeah.
Well, there's no way that you can hide it after all that you've said today.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mm. But I want to be there, okay?
Okay, I'll let
you know. You promise me.
I'll give you a call, girl. I'll give you a call, girl.
Sure.
Call, comma,
how
girl.
How about a call, boy?
Well, that goes out to Chico. Because he's a boy.
Okay.
And then we'll call him.
Okay, right. Yeah. Kakatok nga tayo for remote.
Kaya nga sa'yo, diba? I'll give you a call, girl.
Because
you're a girl.
So you'll give him a call.
Boy.
Boy. 9:06 on the clock.
Your radio station. Manila's hot. Monster Radio RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
Want you to be not that you weren't just now.
Can we just clarify for the people who are tweeting me? I did not go out of the closet, nor am I hiding in one.
Well, let's just say that the closet you're in is made out of glass. There's no need to come out.
I'm gonna tell you guys what I told Del off air.
Off air. Okay.
I am just not closing any doors because I don't want to be caught in a situation where like
you say
one day I say I'm not. Tapos I'll never be.
Yeah.
And then one day you just wake up, pala, and then.
I have the exact same thing. And then Gino and I were talking like, I wouldn't say I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, I think that's your mother calling.
No, it's not.
Anak, what are you doing on air?
Anak, yung last name natin. Ang lahi.
What an explosive last batch of the top 10.
Ay, naku.
Hey, but I have something that will make you more curious than your...
than my already curious self.
Your bi-curious sexuality.
Hey, take that back.
Wait, are you curious?
What about?
Are you curious about certain things?
About what?
I don't know. Curious about many. Didn't I say that
well,
part
I'm
of
curious about a lot of things, yeah.
Okay, so if you're curious, this is a fun fact.
Okay.
Did you know that the world... No, that your thumb is roughly the same size as your nose?
Really?
Ako rin, I'm looking. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
It's weird because now we can't hear ourselves because our mouth...
We're covering our...
covering.
No, but
yeah.
You guys try it. Put the tip of your thumb...
On the side of your nose.
On the side of your nose, where your eyebrow store ends.
Right.
It's roughly the same size.
Ah. And did you know that if you extend your thumb and your forefinger, that's roughly the size of the side of your face.
You're so gross. Now I'm left imagining things.
So sort of form an L with your thumb and your pointer finger.
That's the size of what?
That's the size of, your chin up until your temple.
Funny, I don't have one.
Theoretically.
There's that word for the day. Theoretically. Anyway, you try it. Measure your thumb as against your nose.
Right.
And then have your friends do it as well. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, actually. And you know, the thing is, random things like this, usually parang usapang nakainom na to. Eh.
Parang, medyo. So,
parang yung conversation medyo natin kanina, ito usapang nakainom na eh.
Alam mo, lakas ng loob ah.
Diba?
And we hadn't even taken a drop of alcohol.
Imagine pa if we had San Miguel flavored beer. Wala na.
Seriously high levels
baka
of fun.
Baka napaamin na nga ako.
This, you know, San Miguel flavored beer, this is seriously fun beer. And of course, well, if you've tried it, you know that it has a zing of lemon or a burst of apple, you can choose. And it just has a right beer buzz.
Right, because you don't want to go overboard either.
Hindi, tsaka ang sarap nito eh. Masarap talaga.
Well, anyway, you can always share your fun beer experiences on the Facebook page of San Miguel. Just check out www.facebook.com/San Miguel flavored beer. You know, it's just when fun reaches seriously high levels with San Miguel flavored beer. Yet again, you get a burst of apple and a zing of lemon with the right beer buzz.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush.
What? Nobody knows what I'm doing.
I do.
Yeah, but that's you.
All right. Hey, can we just say hello to another Casey who's also tuned in? Not as pretty as the first Casey that we said hi to.
Wow, naman.
But relatively pretty rin naman. So Casey Montero. What's up, bro?
Ah, okay. Now I understand why you said that.
He just goes, congrats, man. We're all proud.
You're the Charisse of this week.
Oh, my God. Can we stop it? I'm actually scared.
Oh my God! You are the Charisse of radio.
Can you not? Please don't dub me. Anyway, I mean, I respect what she did.
Yeah, but it's just not true in your case.
Yeah, anyway.
Actually, Fish Dot was saying, eh yung palaging may analysis si Del kay Gino. Dati, emotional depth of a teaspoon. Ngayon naman yung quote-unquote curiosity niya.
Diba? Ang dami na. Popoy Hilario was just saying, ang honest mo.
Yeah, hey, somebody was asking me kanina, parang, what's that? That for somebody who lies, you were incredibly honest.
That's such a horrible thing to say.
But that's what he says. Lazy Boy Taka says, Gino, for a person who usually says lies, you answered Del's questions in complete honesty. I have to give it to you.
I don't know.
While most people would lie about that, you were completely honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see the point of lying about it.
Especially if you're coming out in December.
Ay, nako.
All right. Of course, we just want to tell people that tomorrow, Chico, Gino, and I will be. What? So,
for any boy, was just saying, yan ba ang gift mo sa dad mo? No.
No. Okay. Okay. To be honest, before we tell you where we will be tomorrow.
All right.
The unfair thing about all this is that I hear Gino talk about boys and girls a certain way.
Okay, wait. You have to expound.
Not an equivalent detail, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I can hear you when you talk about girls.
When I'm being pervy.
When you're being, the normal guy pervy.
Yeah.
And then when you're being Liberace on
Liberace.
Part of Magic Current.
I love this. Squeeze this one in. Sienna 03. Courage defined.
Courage defined. No, but I was just saying that if you just knew how he talked about girls as opposed to what you just heard him say on air
about,
then you will know the depth of what he thinks about boys and girls.
Yeah.
And the same conclusion there. By curious.
Hindi nga.
I'm kidding.
Ay nako, kasi I just can't talk about girls the way I talk about them with you.
Feeling ko talaga that's your shtick to get the girls.
It's really not. It's just, I just don't see the point of having to lie about it. Na parang,
okay.
Wala, that's my dream eh. What can I do? And I think, I guess I'm just you know, people will argue this and refute this in many, many ways, but I'm just that secure about it that I just know now.
Right.
Like what I said earlier, at least at, as of this point in my life, I know that I am straight. But who knows? Who knows these things? One
See,
day you could just wake up.
That's where we, that's where people will.
Ayoko lang magsalita ng patapos. Kasi sometimes.
You never know.
You know. Sino bang ganyan? Like, let's just say Rustam Ellen, Padilla. Even, I'm sure, like, back then when you would ask him or. I
no,
know,
he no knew. Ba? He ba? Knew.
I don't know kasi how it works. Eh, na parang,
okay, remember Anne Heche?
Yeah.
Okay, she was straight all throughout until she met Ellen.
Until she met Ellen.
So sometimes, you know, you take your cue from that. You never say never.
Yeah, and it's just, like I said, I'm not an authority on it, and I don't know how it works. I don't know if being gay is something that you know from the very start, from the day you're born.
Well, some people, they know. Some people, they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So I just don't want to be one of those people who say, na parang, no, I'll never be. Tapos parang, I don't know, maybe 25 years down the line when I'm like, I don't know, 50-something.
That's when you
That's come... when I start to realize, na parang, oh, ano, I'm ano pala, ano. So...
Yes. Now, if you want to catch us tomorrow and ask questions, ask Gino your questions.
I know.
Hey, we will be at the NBC tent, right?
Yeah, we tomorrow? Will be. Obviously, it's about food. Mm-hmm. It's going to be for Electrolux Discovery.
Yeah, Discovery.
It's all about Filipino fusion.
And we have been talking about it in social networking sites already. And tomorrow, we are hosting it. Of course, Chef Bruce, my neighbor, and the newlywed Rosebud, Chef Rosebud Benitez, will be there for Electrolux as well.
That's right. Now, a lot of people are probably thinking, but Electrolux is, it's like, you know, just vacuum cleaners.
No, not anymore. I mean, they're into other home appliances, like they have refs, cooking appliances, washing machines, air conditioners, and small appliances. And they're sleek, stylish, and easy to use. And they've already gone into a lot of innovative features.
Right. Okay, like let's just say Electrolux refrigerator. For example, they just make life easier. I mean, you know, food stays fresh a lot longer. And, you know, with an Electrolux cooking range, you can cook cebu lechon or laing or whatever it is that you want to cook. Parang a la Chef Bruce Lim.
Right. And tomorrow, since, you know, it is going to be about food, it's going to get you interested in trying to cook yourself, right? To cook for yourself and your family. So this might be something that you should be checking out. Electrolux Kitchen Package. You'll get huge savings and a lot of free stuff like a microwave oven and a water dispenser.
Right. And well, if you want to check out more information about it, just go to electrolux.com.ph/discover-e and discover Neo Filipino Cuisine.
And if you're going tomorrow, we'll see you there at 12 noon. Say hi to us.
Yeah, we're there, I think, from 12 to 2.
12 to 3, I think.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be there on hand, Chico, Del, and Gino.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1, time for the last batch of the top 10. The top 10 ways to complete the sentence, ang tatay ko blank. Once again, thanks to Four Rena Boy for the topic. And we are doing this since it is Father's Day already this coming Sunday. And well, we won't be here then, so might as well do
it now. Did you check trending? What's trending?
Oh, I didn't get to check.
I don't know if this is a joke. Okay, what's what you say? Nag-check ako ng trends bigla. Baka trending si Gino. Hashtag Gitanic.
No, it's not there.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go. The last batch of the top 10. Let's start off with an entry from Ravemeister, which is kind of gross, but it's nice. Ang tatay ko, parang utot na walang tunog at amoy. Suave.
Yes. Gross.
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 But you kind of see the point.
Yeah, I get what he's saying.
Fishmark says, ang tatay ko, parang kape, pag di mo natimpla ng tama, mapait at nakakanerbios.
Kasi there was some dads who are like that.
They're hard to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're so stern kasi.
My dad is a little, like, he has a temper.
Yeah.
And
he's volatile.
Yeah. Mm. Growing up, I was always scared.
Oh, parang you wouldn't...
It was never directed at us. Nobody in particular.
Yeah.
Just events that happened.
But you just don't want to say the wrong thing around him.
Yeah, because you don't want him to be disappointed, to be angry.
Yeah, or upset. Foreigner Boy says, ang tatay ko, di man nakapag-aral, pero sinigurado niya na lahat kaming tatlong magkakapatid nakatapos na ng college.
I heard that. Yeah. I hear that quite a lot.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Na parang he never got it for himself, but he worked hard enough for you guys to get what he didn't get.
I know my dad would always say, well, there's nothing for you to inherit, so here's an education.
Yeah, an education. Same thing that my parents say. Chenong says, ang tatay ko...
May trust fund ke?
Wala.
Meron.
Wala akong trust fund, no? Chenong, baka si Chico.
Meron
yun.
Yun ang meron.
Chenong says, ang tatay ko ang DepEd namin nun. Nasa kanya nakasalalay kung papasok kami pag umuulan, hindi sa school or DepEd.
I agree. Because
yeah.
In the end, it's your dad who will make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
Not the school.
Plus, diba parang like, let's just say, maybe the school itself hindi baha or whatever.
Pero where pero you're sa, coming from. Oo nga, no?
Diba, paano kung tipong may bagyo sa Cebu, tapos taga Cebu ka, pero pumapasok ka sa Manila.
And, sobra naman. But I really think also because your dad is much more worried about
your
whole
well-being.
Well-being, yeah. Not just school stuff.
That's true. D. Carlo Castro says, ang tatay ko, ang lion of the family. Ang nanay ko yung may hawak ng latigo.
Parang circus.
The top entry for the top 10 ways to complete the sentence ang tatay ko comes from Root Beer Guy.
Root Beer Guy says,
ang tatay ko, pag nasasaktan, hindi nagpapahalata. It's his best quality.
Most dads are.
Most dads are really like
this. They never
this.
Wear their hearts on their sleeves.
Exactly. You won't ever see that they're affected or they're bothered or they're depressed or they're problematic. It's just, they have to stay strong.
They probably will give you the silent treatment.
Yeah.
And you might think that they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think
it's a total opposite.
Total opposite. Yeah. I agree.
What about you?
Oh gosh. My dad is quite the character. I always say this more often now because I didn't know that I would get it from my dad. But my dad will help anyone who wants to study. You say that you're down and out but you want to go to law school.
Yeah.
He'll move heaven and earth to help you.
Oh, this summon na natin sa Monster Scholar program.
No, I mean, long before, that's why for me the Monster Scholar isn't like an alien concept
because your dad has been doing it already. Yeah.
And he doesn't have to know you or your family. Sometimes people come up to us from, you know, from the hinterlands of I don't know, Mindanao, and then they come to Manila. They don't know who to go to. They go to him. And he will. He doesn't need to know you or your family or be related to you.
So, pwede ako lumapit sa tatay mo, Tito.
Hindi pwede.
Gusto ko po mag-law school.
Hindi pwede. Sabihin niya, ay, ito ba yung 7 anak kong blockball? Oo, bad investment to.
Tito, gusto ko po talaga mag-law school.
Dad, wag yan.
Dedemonyohin ka lang.
Bad horse. Don't bet on that guy.
Alright, for me, ang tatay ko, hanggang ngayon, ang pinakagwapo pa rin sa aming lahat.
Anyone who's
literally like
in the office who's seen your dad.
Yeah.
Like I saw your dad one time in Surrendra and I was like, that's his dad.
Diba? And even like in any reunion that we go to or whatever, where I'm with my brothers, and my brothers are pretty good looking. But when they see my dad, they're all still like,
you all pale.
Si Bobby pa rin yung pinakagwapo eh.
Well, it
whatever. Whatever.
Whatever, I don't hear a thing. No, but, you know, the nice thing is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Diba?
Yeah.
Even if you don't get the whole thing, you
at
get
you
some
of
it.
Of the, you still have part of the apple.
Father's Day!
Coming up on Sunday, so don't forget to treat your dads out. Or
and make it special. It's harder to, you know, with moms, it's more emotional, Mother's Day. With dads, it's a little different.
With dads, kasi pwede kayong pumunta ng massage parlor.
I don't know about you.
No, like a spa.
My dad doesn't do that.
Hindi ba mahilig sa massage yung dad mo?
No, because my mom massages.
Ah, okay. My dad kasi likes getting a massage. Like, they actually have like a massage table at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. That was our gift to him one year.
Which is nice.
Mm.
Well, just make it extra special for your dad. You know your dad's better than anybody, so...
Yeah, or ask your mom.
When
you're in doubt about what to give your dad.
Ask the wife.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Yes. Ask the one who controls him.
Right. Okay, we're going to see you on Monday. Birthday boy Chico Garcia. Hopefully, you will be all better by then.
If not, we will go to his house.
Yeah,
invade him.
Yeah, our...
I mean, not him, but his house.
No, just his house. But, we have the go-ahead from the higher-ups here at RX
to do a remote
broadcast. Remote broadcast.
All right. For him.
But everybody else, stay safe. We don't know if it's going to rain hard again this afternoon. Just stay safe, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.